Welcome to Parc Jarry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth, the first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Dave Schneck. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, George Stone. Pitching for the New York Mets, George Stone. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second, the center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting third, the left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Jim Cox. Batting seventh, the catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett strikes out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Rogers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. Jones moves to second. One out. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schneck for the out. Jones moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Foote fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez misplays the ball. That's an error on Martinez. Breeden moves to third. Cox moves to second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a fly ball into center field. Schenck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Breeden tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cox scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Expos. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Stone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Breeden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Schenck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Schenck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schenck is 0-for-1 in the game. Schneck hits a line drive into right field. Singleton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Singleton. Milner moves to third. Schneck moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote strikes out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. George Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive towards short. Foley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schneck hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 3, Expos, 3. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Breeden hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Foot fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foote hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub throws the ball into Martinez, who tags Rogers trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-3 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Breeden hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Breeden reaches second base with a double. Davis goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Expos. Mike Jorgensen pinch runs for Hal Breeden. Tug McGraw now pitching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Singleton is walked intentionally. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 3 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jorgensen moves to third. Singleton moves to second. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Foote takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. Singleton scores. Foote moves to third. It's 7-3, Expos. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Jim Little now playing left field. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Milner hits a pop-up towards third. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Schneck hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Expos. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Jerry Grote. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Ted Martinez. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.